Levin, Left's Focus on Pronouns, Semi-Fascist Label and Effort to Dehumanize Us. By Jeff Poor on September 12, 2022. During an appearance on FNC's Unfiltered, conservative talker Mark Levin commented on President Joe Biden and other left-wing commentators' criticism of so-called MAGA Republicans. He pointed to the use of semi-fascist and focus on gender pronouns, which he called an effort to dehumanize. Partial transcript as follows. Levin, you know, what it sounds like to me that's going on in this country. It's called, the book Animal Farm. Do you remember that book? You've probably read it when you were a teenager. Bongino, yes. Levin, and it was a takeoff on the old Soviet Union. And so the livestock, they're looking in the window. And they see the human beings living it up. Eating wonderfully, overweight, eating some of their colleagues as a matter of fact. And they decide, that's enough of it. So, we workers are going to rise up and overthrow them, the workers being the animals. So in the end, that's exactly what they do and they are forming their society. And at the end, of course, the animals are looking in the window. And who is sitting in there in the place of the humans are the pigs. And the pigs are doing exactly the same things that the humans did. Well, not to be crass, that's the Democratic Party. They are the pigs sitting there at the table, living it up while the rest of the country suffers. And I was thinking about this earlier today. Dan, how distant we are from our founding and it is all purposeful. We have elections every 2 years, and then every 4 years and every 6 years, depending on what institution is up for election. But it is what happens between those elections that makes a huge difference in our country. And for the Democratic Party and the Marxist left, one has nothing to do with the other. They are committed either through the bureaucracy, the courts, or elections, or despite elections to advance their ideology and their agenda. It was never on the line 87,000 IRS agents. Nobody ran on that, nobody talked about that or the destruction of the combustion engine and the gasoline automobile that's being pushed right now. Nobody ran on that. Even when it comes to the destruction of energy independence, Biden didn't put it that way. Out of one side of his mouth, he talked about, you know, we've got to get rid of gas cars and so forth. And then on the other side of his mouth said he'd never do that when he was campaigning in Western Pennsylvania. And so, I've concluded something you know and most people know, which is in order to be a Democrat, you have to be a radical. And in order to be a radical, you have to lie through your teeth all the time. Because it's not the people you're working for, it is the people you're working on. Through propaganda and demagoguery and all the rest of it. Look at what's going on right now. We have a recession. Joe Biden says we're not in a recession. Inflation has grown. He says inflation is zero. We have pronouns instead of real names. Why? To dehumanize us. And so, this semi-fascism thing is a tool out of the old book of every fascist and Marxist regime that's ever existed that is to paint your enemies in a certain way to repeat it over and over and over again until it becomes true. You've now dehumanized them. So their opinion doesn't matter. Their speech doesn't matter. They are the enemy of the state. They are the enemy of progress. So, I've been saying lately that we lived in the United States of the Democratic Party. More than the United States of America because the Democratic Party, quite frankly, like communist parties all over the world. And they are a progeny of it, whether they like it or not. Whether they admit it or not, most of them know it. And I'm not talking about the people out there. I'm talking about Washington and the apparatchiks. The party comes first. The party comes first in China. The party comes first in Iran. The party comes first in Cuba and Venezuela, because the party is the country. The party is the government. Not for Republicans. You know, we talk about smaller government, as you say, the Constitution, checks and balances. And that's why when they speak, honestly, they're at war with anyone who disagrees with him. Whether it's the courts, it's why they seek to destroy Donald Trump in their every waking moment. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.